All right, update on the injury report. Virgil Green, tight end, left the game with a hurt neck. Cassius Vaughn, corner, left the game with a hamstring. Quentin Carter left the game with a concussion. Orlando Franklin, offensive tackle, groin, none returned. Any questions?
Talk about Tebow's performance. It looked pretty rough.
Well, I think I can speak for the whole team. You know, I think we just basically got whipped and, you know, we got out-coached and outplayed, and we've got a lot of work to do. I think that's very evident.
What did you think of Tim specifically, though, in terms of his performance?
You know, I think you know, we started out pretty efficiently. We went down to scored a would-be touchdown that was denied, had a field goal, and then basically went into hibernation for about 9 series, and you know, the game was out of hand. We did help him out a little bit with 14 extra points off of turnovers. You know, like I've said before, I don't think it's just one guy.
Josh, you think make adjustments after that first drive? Did you change something?
No, they were very simple. They played you know, mostly single high safety and dared us to throw.
John, the lack of offensive production, how much do you think that contributed to the defense eventually getting worn down?
Well, I think, you know, it always has an impact, and, you know, you'd have to ask them. But, you know, I thought last week they gave us a chance. They kept us in the game. We had a chance to come back late, and I think it was a little bit too much today to overcome.
Are you surprised at the outcome of this game?
Not really for what exactly how it went down. You know, 9 straight 3 and outs, 3 turnovers, 2 for touchdowns. That's what it looks like. It's unfortunate, but that's kind of what happened.
What concerns you the most?
Just getting better, Ed. You know, I mean, we've got a ways to go. We've been good at times. Today wasn't good enough. That's a good football team coming off of 2 losses. You know, 2 or 3 years ago, they were 0-16. So it's doable. You know, I think they've improved, and they've gotten some good players to help them do that.
John, this week at quarterback, who will you start this week?
Well, I think it's a little bit too early to say. I haven't even had a shower yet, let alone look at the tape. But, you know, we'll look at it, and we'll make changes where we see needed. But we've definitely got to get better.
Is this a bigger rebuilding project than you thought when you first got in?
You know, I don't like to use the word rebuild. You know, we're just building. And, you know, we've got work to do. I think we've got, you know, I think we're capable of better than what we had today. And we'll, you know, that's coaching. And we'll have to coach better.
John, there's a lot of talk about Tim's delivery and how long it is. That came into play. I think we saw the effects of that today for the first time.
Well, I think, you know, at the end of the day, there was some good and some bad, like always, like our whole team. So, you know, Tim's a heck of a football player. He's got high football character. You know, he's a work in progress. He's a young player. Today was his 5th start. You know, and we've got to get better. He's got to get better, just like everybody in that locker room.
Timeouts in the 4th quarter, just even though the game was 45 to...
Well, last week it was 15.
Anything else? Thanks, Coach.
All right. You're welcome.